back to our Stack Traveler podcast. I'm your host, Katie Biddle, and I'm here with Caitlin Spurlock to talk about her interview with Toby and what all she did and all the snacks that she tried. So when you first started recording with Toby, when you guys got all the information, how was it to correlate with her?
It was fine. It was a little bit awkward because she was like a total stranger to me. I never met her up until that point where we were starting the podcast. So it was definitely a little awkward. But I mean, it was a nice podcast. It took a little longer than I intended for it to take because the microphone wouldn't pick up on the sounds and I wouldn't notice until like 5 minutes would go by and then we'd have to redo the whole part. But besides that, everything was pretty good. I learned some interesting facts about the communist government in China and loads more.
When you guys were talking about the communist government, what all were some of the things that you said? Because I did notice some of the breakout in the audio.
We were kind of just talking about how in China, like, you aren't even really able to have your own beliefs. Like, for example, reincarnation. Like, you aren't allowed to practice reincarnation or to believe in reincarnation. And, like, if you do, you'll get in trouble with the government. And it's like, I don't really even understand how that works because I feel like a lot of people who believe in reincarnation, like, they kind of just keep it to themselves, maybe, because it's more of, like, a personal belief.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know, the communist government is very controlling, and, I know there's a lot of child labor going on in China right now that we were talking about. There's, like, I think it's, like, 10-year-olds and like 12-year-olds being forced to work for like 6 or 7 hours and missing out on a whole bunch of school and having to drop out of school because of that and not having a good future because, I mean, a lot of the times it's forced child labor, so it's not even their choice. It's not like they want to work.
Yeah. So with the whole reincarnation thing, what were some of the, you could say, punishments for the government finding out if you believed in reincarnation?
I'm not too sure about that. I would have to look that up. It just, like, when me and Toby were researching it, it kind of just said that, like, you just, like, you can't, like, it's forbidden to believe in, like reincarnation.
Like, you would just get in trouble for believing in it and nothing extra.
Yeah, I think they more so say that you can't believe in reincarnation and, like, kind of scare you like that, even though you personally can, especially if you don't really talk about it. I think they are more so just trying to do that to, like, scare you into having, like, a certain belief.
Yeah, that would make sense. Technically, what everyone else would do if they were in this situation, I believe that they would just keep it to themselves and still believe in it. Like, that would make more sense than telling people that you believe in it and then getting in trouble by the government. Because it's not like the government can read your mind.
Yeah, that's true. You know, actually, I think I remember a little bit of what happens if you do get caught or whatever. I think you just go to jail. Like, for a long time.
Hmm.
Or prison.
Huh. I can't believe you would get in trouble for believing in that.
I know.
Because me personally, I do, and I do believe in it. Because getting reborn, basically, that's cool. That is really cool. But what were some of the foods that you tried?
They were a little different. It's nothing that I've really ever had before. It was just like flavors that were kind of out there. One of them was like braised pork, and the other one was like chicken or like spicy chicken or something. I couldn't really tell because it only had a picture and it didn't really say anything in English. And then there was one more, and it was the strawberry Oreo Kit Kats. Or not Kit Kats, but the wafers. Those were pretty good. They were a little bland, though, honestly. Mm. Like, you couldn't really taste the strawberry a whole bunch. And yeah. It did not taste like Oreo.
Yeah, no. I tried one, and I didn't really like it, because it was bland, and it had more of, like, a starchy taste to it than...
Yeah, like
Oreo taste strawberry taste. Yeah. Anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so. Is there anything else you'd like to ask me?
Actually, when you were working with Toby, how was it the first time you saw it? Like, how was it the first conversation before you even started researching and recording? How was it like?
Very, very, very awkward. There was a lot of awkward silence and a lot of, like, awkward laughing and stuff. It was pretty uncomfortable, but...
Yeah, that makes sense, meeting someone that, like, you barely, yeah. You don't know.
And she wasn't, it's the thing, like, she wasn't extremely, like, outgoing, kind of. So, which, like, that made it a little bit harder.
Yeah, not outgoing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that is going to conclude our episode 6 for the week. Stay tuned for our episode 7, where we will be talking about
Ben's interview. Hey guys, I'm here with Ben's Toby, and I'm going to be asking her some questions, interviewing her. And she's going to tell us a little bit about herself.
See ya.
And we're also going to be
I grew up in Idaho, on the Camas Prairie. I now work as a dialysis nurse.
Hello. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Idaho, daughter of 17. I now work as a dialysis nurse, and I've been to racing and rodeos, and I've done that since I was a kid.
Daughter of 17.
It was great. Racing and rodeos, and I've done that since I was a kid. Yeah.
So I know it's kind of like a dangerous sport to do.
I was actually great. Very lucky to be not I don't like saying a number out loud because it's very important to judge you up. You know, you get a friend of that lady. So yeah, it was a lot. Right now I think I'm 16.
Well, I don't like saying a number out loud.
Well, they're pretty big, so it's a little more than cats.
You can do like English lessons.
Right now, I'm just yeah, I could, but I don't.
I mean,
well, they're pretty big, so it's a little more than cats.
You can do like horse lessons.
I raise them, so yeah, I could, but I don't. I work a lot. No, though I do have a miniature horse.
Oh, that's so cute. I love miniature horses. I've always wanted like one of those tigers.
I do have a miniature horse.
I was thinking that it was a horse, but that's so cute. I love miniature horses.
I've always wanted like one of those.
I couldn't register.
Highly recommend miniature horses. You can do that horsey feel, but highly recommend miniature horses. Give me that horsey. He's a free range pony. Roam around. She helps us work horses.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you have any other words?
She has a little pen in the barn, a chore goat.
Helps the work.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
She knows that word. So thank you.
She has a little pen in the barn.
About you. Some pretty interesting stuff.
So, like, she, like,
we're going to be jumping,
right? Yeah. signing
our
interview.
So thank you for telling us a little bit about you. So which ones do you want to try interesting
stuff? So we're going to be jumping into this nice phrase, signing what I'm assuming would be late spaghetti chips.
So which ones do you want to try for your pretty big?
So their packaging is way better than ours. What I'm assuming would be late. Oh, hey, it's strong.
Well, since we're doing pretty good.
You can tell that their packaging is way better than ours.
Kind of smells like
strong. A little bit. Give it a go. That's it. I was going to say black licorice.
It tastes pretty good.
So, what would you think it's maybe? Are we on a 5-star rating? We can maybe a 7.
7? I think I'll probably rate it like
are we on a 5 or 10 scale?
I think a 7 too. It's not the greatest, but
maybe a 7.
That's definitely 7. I think I'll probably rate it like
It's definitely, if I was hungry, I'd probably.
I think a 7 too. Yeah, it's not the greatest, definitely. I mean, it's okay. Now for the. I mean, does it really give us a good description on what exactly is? Pepper and fried chicken. Yeah. So it would just give us hot fried chicken description on what it exactly is.
Wait. I'm with the packet here. It says pepper
and potato chips.
Oh, pepper and fried chicken.
So I think just like hot fried chicken. These are like they kind of look like the baby potato chips.
Okay.
Oh, more potato chips.
And lasers. Which I don't.
These are like they kind of look like the baby potato chips.
Oh,
I feel like this one is maybe my favorite.
Yeah.
Great, too. Oh, that smells good. It's very different. Mm-hmm. I feel like this one is maybe my favorite.
I like the texture of the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're
there's a lot of flavor. I feel like it all tastes like at the end.
It does.
It's very different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
really tall.
It's like
more like
they're pretty salty.
Oh my gosh, I have so much food being on there.
Yeah,
it's really tall. It's like more like
pretty salty.
I don't either, but I do think I like the other kind.
Their ruffles are definitely.
They're super powder, but I do think that I feel like they're a little bit more oily.
Mm-hmm.
But
their ruffles are definitely.
It tastes very
super
I feel like they're a little bit more oily. It just has like a weird aftertaste.
But
I mean. I would give that, I think it's going to be a little better than the other one.
Yeah,
probably a five. It wasn't my favorite, but the flavor was kind of just like super in your face.
I would give that a little too much.
I think it's going to be a little better than the other one.
Yeah, probably a five.
It wasn't my favorite, but the flavor was kind of just like super in your face.
Probably not. I feel like they are so strong.
A little too much.
You know, if you're looking to just have a light snack and not get sucked into eating the whole bag.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that
I feel like they are so strong. So.
So we're gonna be jumping on into the Yeah, strawberry, so Oreo, wafer. I've got to do next. I'm excited about this. So we're going to be jumping on into the strawberry, Oreo, wafer. I'm like curious to see how the Oreo fits together. I feel like these are going to be really good.
Yeah, I do like.
Because I know they have like different flavors of Oreos. I'm like curious to see how the Oreo fits
It smells more like strawberry.
You know what? I kind of got like a little bit of like a sour taste from the strawberry. Yeah, it kind of does smell a little more like strawberry.
Smells really good. And then you taste it and it's not. Maybe I'm not cleansed good enough.
I'm not really getting any Oreos.
It tastes pretty good. It kind of just tastes like a strawberry wafer.
Yeah, it just needs like more flavor. Like I thought it was gonna be more like distinct.
It's not bad, but
it is kind of strawberry scent.
And it's weird because they'll make those chips so like full of water.
Strawberry set now. A little bit of a letdown, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it's alright. You know, I'm sure they have dozens of other amazing snacks.
Yeah,
it's alright. You know, I'm sure they have dozens of other amazing snacks.